All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, we are just hours away from deciding the Super Bowl champion for the 2018 NFL season. Of course, we are seeing this matchup have a familiar face in it as the New England Patriots are there once again for the third year in a row, and they are taking on the upstart Los Angeles Rams. Who will be the squad that will hoist the Vince Lombardi trophy? Will it be the Patriots for a sixth time, or will it be the Rams for a second? But with that said, here is my take on Super Bowl number 53 and how it will play out. You look at the Patriots, they come into this contest and they are favored by 2.5 points. And a lot of people say, you know what, it's tough to bet against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick this time of the year. And honestly, it is. You look at this Patriots team and the regular season wasn't as good as we've seen in the past. They were 11-5, but they've answered the bell here in the postseason. A lot of people expected the Chargers to go into Foxborough and knock New England off in the divisional round, and the Patriots dominated that game. Then some people felt that going to Arrowhead for the AFC Championship game to take on the Kansas City Chiefs was going to be too much, and the Patriots were able to overcome that. Now, on the flip side for the Rams, this team has been battle-tested all season long, and you look at this young squad, they're coming together, and everybody is clicking on all cylinders with a goal to hoist the Lombardi Trophy tomorrow. I look at some of the keys in this contest. First of all, defensively for the Rams, their stud defensive tackles in Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald have to get pressure on quarterback Tom Brady. If the Rams' D-line cannot get to Brady, he is going to carve them up like a turkey. You look at this Rams secondary, there's a lot of big names back there, and they're going to be tested because a lot of people want to sleep on the Patriot receivers and Chris Hogan and Julian Edelman, and then, of course, tight end Rob Gronkowski. But these guys know how to get it done. They're solid route runners, and they know how to be in the right place for quarterback Tom Brady. I think another key to this contest is going to be Rams running back Todd Gurley. He was limited in that NFC Championship game due to an injury, but now he's had 2 weeks to get healthy and prepare for this contest. And I think he wants to go out there and show what he can do on the big stage. You know, he went to school in Georgia. This game is taking place in Atlanta at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And then on top of that, He's a pro. He just wants to go out there and, you know, help his team win. So I think Todd Gurley needs to have a big-time impact on this game. Why? Because if the Rams are running the football consistently, it means that the Patriots' offense and Tom Brady is not on the field. Now, also for the Patriots, you look at their defense. They've been shaky at best sometimes, you know, and Bill Belichick has always had this philosophy. He'll let you do whatever you want within the 20s, but once you get inside the red zone, he wants you to settle for field goals. And what can he do to try to confuse Rams quarterback Jared Goff in this contest? Another person to keep an eye on is going to be Rams defensive coordinator Wade Phillips. In the playoffs, you know, Tom Brady has not gotten the best of Wade Phillips, but at the same time, we've seen Tom Brady have his way with Wade Phillips at home. What's going to happen at a neutral site? I think the best thing for Wade, what he's going to try to do, he's going to try to see if his defensive line can get enough pressure on Brady early. And if they're not, he's definitely going to try to mix up the blitzes. But the way that the Patriots go offensively is when you expect them to play checkers, they are playing chess. In the first two games of these playoffs for New England, everybody expected them to come out throwing, and they came out running. And I expect New England offensively to go out there, utilize the short passes, of course, with the screens, but also the running game. A lot of counters, a lot of sweeps, because they want to keep that athletic Rams defensive line off balance and, more importantly, frustrate them. It's very tough to get the Tom Brady in the pocket because he gets that football out so quickly. And if New England is able to establish the running game early again, it will be a problem. I think this is going to be a back and forth affair. I think it's going to be a stellar contest, one of the better Super Bowls that we have seen. But I'm going to take New England by the score of 31-29. I don't see them losing two Super Bowls in a row. And in spite of the fact that they've downplayed it all week long, I guarantee you, losing last year in the Super Bowl has motivated this team to come back to this point and get here. So thus, I'm going to take the Patriots to win their sixth championship and close out the 2018 NFL season. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline several months away, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have yourselves a wonderful day, and enjoy Super Bowl number 53.